Blog Talk Radio.
Hearing in the WFLA Now Stream Center, everybody. We are moments away from President Obama, former President Obama, speaking in a town hall at 5 p.m. The Trump and Reverend will bring up. We're going to see if we can get you back there momentarily here in a second, everybody. Again, 5 o'clock Eastern Time, 4 o'clock Central, President Obama speaking in a town hall setting, addressing the country. Considering all that has happened here in the last several weeks, you heard it said a short time ago.
We need in the streets, but it must be geared towards fundamental legal change so that children unborn will want to read about us like we read about those that did freedom rides 50 years ago. Otherwise, they will say we had nice rallies, some of us went to jail, some of us did other things. But nothing changed. It's not about policy or family. We need fundamental federal laws enforced. We started moving toward that with the consent decrees of the last administration. The first thing that happened with this administration is they canceled the consent decrees and they backed up on incremental steps. We've got to go for the long steps now. And I think this case has given us the opportunity, if we've got to have premature jubilation or arrest.
Thank you, Reverend Al. And he certainly put forth the case. I will be clear about this, because I've always believed to get change, you need to fight in the
I'd like to welcome everybody to Dr. Harris Black Lives Matter Show. Dr. Harris Black Lives Matter Show. We are here on the board. We have my co-host with me today, with me, Brother Tony. Hello there, Brother Tony. How are you doing today?
Hey, Pastor. How you doing this evening?
There's other people here with me on the show tonight. We were showing the press conference with four officers charged with everyone across the country murder. Give shout outs to everyone across the country. I want to apologize to everyone for our show last night that did not go forward. Brother Moses is online. He's on the line tonight. Shout out to my brother, to the people, Black Lives Matter. It was a good show last night. It was really the doctor that was on there. Sunday, the park was online, and for whatever reason, we just could not get the show to act right. And we want to commend Maria and Allie for trying there and figure out how they could keep Joe going. But it just wouldn't work. And so sometimes, things happen like that. We have to understand, we're using the enemy system. We're using the enemy's computer, using the enemy's Wi-Fi. Using enemies, everything. All right. So, it's just one of those things that I'm gonna bring you back in here, Tony, real quick.
Hello.
Are you with us, Brother Tony?
Yeah, I am. Can you hear me? Rev, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, for some reason you are coming in, you're breaking up every other word.
Oh, connection issue. I'm going to start that again.
Right, okay, so now I hear you a little bit, but it's breaking up every other word.
I'm still breaking up.
Right.
I'm still breaking up.
Still breaking up. I can hear you.
Still breaking up.
Okay, so now you're clear.
I'm clear. Okay. All right. Well, again, that's what happened last night, and we lost the show, but sisters are going to come back on again. I was really, really getting into the show last night, but we just want to give a shout out to everyone right now across the country. King Charles, Maria, thank you. Thanks for tuning in. Who is that? Rock, can't pronounce that. R-A-H-R-A. Thank you for your support. We appreciate that. Claire, thank you for your support. Who else on here? Drake, thank you for your support. Chisholm, thank you for your support. Is that Pastor Chisholm? Not sure, but thank you for your support. Her, thank you for your support. Thank my brother Ron for your support. Wilson, thank you. Thank you. Crystal, thank you. Tracy, thank you. And my man, shout out to all the people last week in snow anywhere in the parts of Mississippi, Fresno. We just want to thank you. Just thank you from the bottom of our heart for being out there representing Fresno. Letting the world know that Fresno is Mississippi Fresno, and that Fresno do have a lot of problems. Fresno is George Floyd. We have loved ones just like George Floyd. We're going to be putting on a mass march of not this Friday, but the following Friday. I think that there's a lot of misconceptions. Black Lives Matter, these different type of things, and so we're gonna start our whole life here. We need some strong legislation from the federal level right now, dealing with these rogue cops right now. Now we don't say that every cop is bad. We don't say that every cop is no good. What we are saying is that we have some police officers. That is what we are saying. And so in order, as you know, that black folks have been performing in the country we have to go as black people from being lynched, being murdered, men being raped, women being raped, babies cut out of the stomach of others, heads bashed in the ground. There's over 40-something black cities built in this country after slavery. All of them burned down by Ku Klux Klan and the U.S. government. That's the world that we're living in today. So I add on Washington. The question I ask people, there was thousands of white sheets out there. Where did all those sheets go? Anybody think about that? Where did all those white sheets and all that stuff. Where did it go? I mean, did it just vanish off the earth? They came police officers, they came judges, they came Congress, they came assemblymen, they got to politics, they came police officers, sheriff, fire patrolmen, where the Ku Klux philosophy of white supremacy, systemic racism, institutionalized racism. Real quick, Brother Tony, I'm going to be bringing you back in here real quick. Brother Tony, I'm going to be bringing you back here with my co-host, Brother Tony, on the show tonight with me. Please call 567-1474. If someone can, please come up on the show. I was having problems with three different computers, and what that's calling tail is trying to block us from getting my message out. For those of you who know, again, we want to give shout outs to all the people. I don't care who you are, where you came from, what part of the city of Fresno. I want to thank you for standing up and representing Fresno. I don't care if you had a little group. I don't care if you had a big group. I don't even care if you was by yourself. Because it takes courage to step up for justice, freedom,
exactly. As long as you showed up and showed out.
As long as you showed up and stood up right now, okay, for the lives of people, our babies, the next generations, that's what we're doing right now. We're trying to make things better for the next several generations. The only way to do that is that we have to come together as a people. The only way we got to do that, we have to put aside our differences. We have, you know, and that's a big problem in Fresno right now. I'm just going to put out because the Brother Tony in Fresno have financing their organization, and now all of a sudden, Fresno has worked. The other day, and there was supposed to be some looting and all this stuff, which I'm pretty sure the Fresno PD put that all together to get this, you know, we know the PD still has right now that they have not even that dealt with. One was shot unarmed, shot in the back. We had a Latino brother, I believe his name was Isaac, you know, running for the police. He hopped the fence, and the police pulled down out and blew his brains out, blew his head off, okay? But I believe this gentleman who is the chief of police now, what is his name? Andy something. Andy, I can't think of his last name. It was a justifiable thing. But now, all of a sudden, this chief of police now is running around all over the city trying to paint this image that Fresno has no problems. It's very interesting to me, the dynamic of how this is all playing out right now. Me, Brian Perez, Brother Ralphie, many of us, I get there maybe 5 years ago, went out to the park. And we protested. We shut down the economy. We shut down their businesses. See, that's what Dr. King would do, right, to bring the attention of an injustice of what was going on during the time when Dr. King was here, right? So, like, we shut everything down. Brother Tony, all of a sudden now, we have black people going out to River Park to protect businesses, and we don't even have enough businesses in our own black community. I mean, I'm really having a hard time understanding how we go from a community of real has all the resources, all the jobs, and we're worrying about people going out there looting. But those same white people out there is not going to our community where it looks like a desert with environmental racism, police brutality, the school system is dysfunctional. They're not going to come to our community, but we'll go to their community to protect their community. So there's a lot of manipulation going on right now in this city. Go ahead.
Exactly. Very much so. There's a lot of manipulation going on. And for Chief Andy Hall to say that we have no problems here in Fresno, that's letting you know that it is business as usual. And think about the people that were out there, the guys that they had to come to represent the black community. I can guarantee you that each one of them were called by somebody they knew, a white pastor or Chief Andy Hall or somebody in the county supervisors or somebody in the city council. Oh, well, I know Quincy Poindexter. We've crossed paths. I'll call him. I know Pastor Cranor. I'll call him. They chose what they consider the good Negro, okay? And I can guarantee you that somebody benefiting financially from what was done yesterday. You mean to tell me you could go run out there to represent River Park, but you won't stand up and represent your own community? You know, you want to make a reputation for yourself being known as someone who's doing something on the west side, but whenever something go down, you're not standing up representing the west side. You're not fighting for the west side. I don't get it. I don't understand that.
You know, what's interesting, Tony, you know, this, you know, prior at, you know, I ran for mayor for my campaign, appreciate the leadership. And what was interesting was under Dyer's leadership, who is now the next mayor, the most corrupt police department in the country. In the country, okay? And under his leadership, he has had as chief police. And now this Mississippi town put him as the mayor of Fresno, okay? But what the people don't understand is listen, track record, right? And see and judge them by their record. Not judge them by their skin color, judge them by their record. And this dude, most scandal, the worst police record of any chief in the state of California. And he's a man. So I'm trying to figure out is how much is this police department really able to act like there's nothing wrong with Fresno? George Floyd's death is unfortunate. It really is. And all the deaths before George Floyd is ridiculous. And it shouldn't happen. That is, charity starts at home. See, my grandma taught me. My grandma taught me that you cannot talk to a neighbor across the street about porch not being swept off when you need to be concerned about your own front porch being swept off, right?
Exactly.
The people of Fresno, I don't understand the people of Fresno, this energy they have, which is good energy. But why your energy is not for the people here in Fresno who have lost loved ones from brutality, but
you know
your energy goes up for another death in another state, which is good, but why are you not concerned about home? That's what I don't understand right now. For Saturday, Sunday, and we're getting ready to put on a big ball next week, that I'm organizing.
You know, it's like I told you the other night.
They're here in Fresno, brother Tony, and they're not. That's my I live in Fresno. Lost my child. People in Fresno march and protest other states, but right here in Fresno, nobody cares. How do you think those families are feeling right now, Brother Tony?
You know, it's like I told you the other night. Here in Fresno, there is a certain mindset that you are going to have to overcome. this is not Los Angeles. This is not San Francisco. This is not Detroit. This is not Minneapolis. People here, yeah, you may get a certain amount to come out and march and to come out and protest and to come out and speak out. And for families who have lost someone, my heart grieves with you. But Fresno has a certain mindset because they are not used to stepping out like that. That is, for them to step out like that, that is that newer generation. A lot of old heads feel that the behavior and the treatment they're getting, hey, it comes with the territory. This is how it's always been here. But you have got to improve upon that. You know, you have got to reach the point to where you actually make that a whole different idea. You have to make them understand that your voice is to be used and listened. It's all right to speak out. It's okay to have a difference of opinion. But see, so many have been told that it's wrong for them to do it. They buy into it. So they don't. They're quiet. Can you still hear me? Okay, I think we've been gotta be. I do believe that once again we are off the air. Yeah.